Yeah, let's try this out. See if we can remember how to do this.
This is Caps PA announcer Wes Johnson, and you're listening to For the Pod!
Welcome, everybody! Welcome, all you Caps fans out there. You still with us? You guys miss us? Do you remember us? How's it going? Welcome to What the Puck. It's a Washington Capitals podcast. Thank you for listening to us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, Player.fm, Overcast, Google Play Music, and now on Satchel. That's right, we got a new way to listen to us, Satchel.
What is that?
Somebody who definitely owns a satchel. Coach Dan, what's going on, man?
I do not own a satchel.
Come on, I know you own a satchel.
Nah, I don't think so.
Where you
store, I'll look around.
You store all your man items in there.
I feel like we've already gotten off topic.
So, Coach, the cap season is about to start. We're about 1 week away. We're starting this really late. Usually we do like a training camp preview. We had the World Cup in there. We didn't cover the World Cup at all. And let me just tell you, I have been in such a weird funk with the World Cup and hockey starting up again. I feel as if the World Cup has hindered excitement for the NHL season because, honestly, I have been paying, like, zero attention to the Capitals, zero attention to hockey since the Capitals lost in the second round. I feel as if, not that I've lost the passion for the team, but I feel as if I've kind of lost that drive to follow them. Like, last year is still so much ingrained in my mind.
Yeah, it's been an interesting offseason. I feel like there have been personal things that have been going on with me that I haven't really had a time or an interest in necessarily watching, just with finishing up master stuff. And so I haven't really watched a lot. I've been keeping up to date with it through Twitter and through, you know, sports apps on my phone and things like that, and seeing what's been going on. But I haven't really watched anything. I think I watched a couple of minutes of a preseason game and was like, yeah, it's just not really as interesting to me right now. Like, there's so many other things going on that I've been paying attention to. I think some of it maybe is the political things are sort of dominating the news right now and everything that's going on there, and so it's a little distracting. But I think once the regular season pops up, you know, we're going to get back into it. It's going to be, you know, a lot more entertaining. I'm starting to tweet a little more as things are happening. It's always in the summer, you can see as I lose a certain amount of followers just because I'm not really on Twitter as much. But yeah, no, I think things are starting to get interesting. They've made some interesting moves in terms of who's on the roster right now and who's not. And so I think as we get a little closer to season, you and I are going to start paying more and more attention.
I hope so, because like at first I was really excited about the World Cup, and the World Cup rolled around. This is just so weird because, like, I love international hockey. I really do. I love watching hockey at the Olympics. I love watching the World Juniors. This fell at such a weird time. I feel as if, like, the person who made the schedule for the World Cup doesn't understand. Like, I know it's, like, the World Cup, so it's a lot – everybody's watching it. But the U.S. – just think about this for a little bit. The U.S. has baseball ending. So you have a lot of people paying attention to their favorite baseball teams who may or may not be in contention. And then you have football starting, which is a huge American sport that dominates all of the news sports-wise coming in September. I think whoever thought this up was like, yeah, we'll start off the season, we'll delay the season a little bit. Didn't realize that, because I was caring more about what was going on with the Orioles and the Ravens more than I was caring about what was going on with USA hockey, because I knew Canada was probably going to win. But
like,
the World Cup just didn't feel special to me. It felt like nothing. It felt like it felt like preseason almost, like an all-star preseason. It was weird.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like you, I didn't really find it to be quite as interesting as I normally do. And like you, I'm very interested in Olympic hockey, in international hockey. And for some reason, this World Cup, I guess maybe to some extent, yes, knowing that it's pretty much Canada's to lose. I just didn't find myself quite as drawn in as I would. And maybe some of it is that these players, they're not at their, you know, in peak physical condition at this point. They're not, you know, they haven't gone through a season. They haven't gone through a preseason. So they're not really on the same page. And so the hockey just wasn't quite as good. I caught a little bit of one game and I was just like, meh. I wasn't quite as drawn in.
I think if they would have done this, maybe like had the NHL season stop for 2 weeks and done it like, you know, in between Christmas and New Year's or the first week of January, or if they would have done this instead of the All-Star break, maybe I would have cared a little bit more. But starting out the season, there was way more important stuff going on than what they were offering. So I don't know. Hopefully the regular season kind of gets me out of the funk. I do. I'm starting to pay attention a little bit more, like you said. Let's talk about the rosters. Rosters have been cut a lot. See, this is another thing. Like, the World Cup interfered with training camp. So, like, there were a lot of players that were training at Kettler and everything like that. And then you had the All-Stars who were not there. But you have a lot of AHLers playing their first little bit of hockey. We saw Vitek Vanacek on the ice in a Caps jersey for the first time, which was pretty cool. But roster cuts have been made, and biggest thing for me is I'm a little shocked that guys like Chandler Stephenson, Nathan Walker, Riley Barber, all those guys are already cut and back in Hershey. They're not even in contention to potentially start the season on the main roster.
Yeah, I mean, having the World Cup to some extent didn't help that the players, you're talking about the younger guys or the Hershey guys getting the longer look. But at some extent, you're having less of an opportunity for guys to gel. And so you're looking at players coming back and having to sort of jump right into things. But I think because this team has a lot of returning players, that there's not a lot of changes necessarily from the roster from last year, that I think they're going to be okay in the end in terms of losing out. If you have a team that you've made a lot of changes, but then a lot of those guys or a decent amount of those guys were playing in the World Cup, then it's going to take a couple of games probably into the season for them to all get on the same page. I don't think the Capitals should have that same bit of a problem going forward because they have a lot of returning players. They're bad. I mean, the bottom six is a little different, but I think they have enough time with those guys that they should be okay. Especially since I think Johansson might have been the only one who ended up going and playing. Johansson went and played the World Cup, right? Am I crazy? Yeah. So I feel like he's the only one of the bottom six guys that would have missed any training camp time.
All right, so we do have a couple new guys that are expected to be with the Capitals to start everything off. Lars Eller, he's a guy you know is not going anywhere. He came from the Montreal Canadiens. We have Dmitry Orlov returning for a one-year contract. Who else did we re-sign since we talked last? We have new guys, Brad Malone, Zach Samford. Samford's at an entry-level contract, so it's a good chance we see him. Are there any of these new names that you think are really going to help the Capitals this season? Is there anybody that really jumps off the page going, yes, he's the guy, he's the one that's going to steer us in the right direction?
He's the man! No. I mean, I like the addition of Lars Eller.
Yeah.
I think that was really good. I think that was a really solid pickup. I think doing the after... It's funny, we've talked about this so many times, but if you go and you look at McClellan and you compare him to McPhee was Captain Mystery. He would not tell you jack S about what his plans were. And McClellan, after that, was like, yep, we're going to go do this, and this is going to happen. This is what we're going to do. This is what we're going to look like. And then he does all those things. Like, it's one thing if you're a GM and you're like, yep, we need to get better here, here, and here, and then you don't do jack. But then he went out and said, yeah, we need to improve the bottom six. And what did he do? He went out and he improved the bottom six. Now, we get to really see them on ice in a regular season game, so we can't say that he has necessarily improved them. But on paper, he certainly has improved. And, yes, it sucks to see a guy like Jason Schmier leave because he's been with the team for so long, and he's a fan favorite. But he wasn't getting it done to the extent that the Capitals needed anymore. So they went out and they brought in a guy like Lars Eller, who I think was a very good pickup. They went out and brought in Brett Colony. We'll see how he does, but he's very cheap, and it could work out in the end. They got Zach Sanford, who I think is a guy that may end up making this roster and may do quite well. And I think the injury to Tom Wilson – is going to help him make the opening night roster. And I think he's the guy who could potentially end up being a surprise to this team and helping them going forward, depending on what they decide to do with the team and what the lineup is. But and I'm sure I'll talk about lineups in a few minutes, but I definitely expect a guy like Sanford, maybe Brad Malone, and I do think Brett Connolly is going to make the roster. Whether he plays every night is a different story, but I do think he's going to make that roster. But I also think the defense – it sounds like the pairings are going to be different, but the defense in general is going to be the regular six players that we saw rotating through. Seven, including Jordy.
Well, what I'm hearing defense wise is that what we're seeing is we're going to see a couple different combinations. It seems as if Dmitry Orlov, Nate Schmidt are going to be getting a bigger role this year, and some veteran guys that potentially actually didn't play half the season last year will be getting bumped down. Brooks Orpik, monster contract man, he is getting bumped down and will not be one of the top pairings. Do you see that as a good move by the Capitals? Because Dmitry Orlov, one-year deal, I have not seen very consistent play from Dmitry Orlov. Personally, I don't know if he can handle that top spot.
I mean, Orlov, that injury really did him in. Man. He was on such a nice track in terms of what he was going to be, and then bam, he got injured and things went bad. Orlov, I think, has a lot to prove. He's in another contract year. They signed him to a one-year deal, so he's going to, we'll see what he does. But I think he's got a lot to prove, and he wants to show that he's not only earned that new contract, and which I think they may have overpaid him a little bit, but that he's deserving of another one after this year. And so we'll see how he does. But Orlov, I like Orlov. I think he can bring a lot to this team, and we'll see how he does. At some point, you're going to have to get thrown into the deep end and see if you can swim. I don't know. What do you think? You think he's going to swim, or is he going to sink?
I think he's going to sink like a rock.
Oh, a rock. Wow.
Yeah.
Variations are...
I've not. He kind of reminds me. Actually, no, I can't say that. I was gonna say he reminds me of Alex Semin, but that's not true. He is a guy who.
No, because he cares.
Yeah, he does care. That's the thing. He does care. However, I just don't think he's that good. I think he can play well, but he can't be consistent. He'll have a great game and then he'll disappear for 40. I don't know. I think that's why the Capitals haven't taken him to a longer deal than a one-year deal. Because you got to think about this. Next year, it's really weird that you would sign a guy to a one-year deal to prove himself when you have TJ Oshie and Evgeny Kuznetsov and all these crazy contracts coming up next year. Because guess what, bro? You're not going to be high on the totem pole looking for more money.
Yeah, they're going to be in some trouble next year. Let me bring up General Fanager here real quick. But, be in some trouble in terms of going into next season. I mean, you got to think they're going to re-sign Oshie. Like, that's pretty much a given.
Yeah, he's expensive, dude. I don't know. I
don't care.
I would love to see Oshie come back, but man, that dude.
Oshie's coming. He's got to come back. I think Williams is gone because Kuznetsov, they'll obviously re-sign. Winnick will be gone. Burakovsky will be re-signed. Connolly and Gallia. Alsner, yes. Orlov, Schmidt, Grubauer, yes, if they don't trade him.
Grubauer, I think, is gone.
I think they hang on to him.
Nah, I think.
Wait, the fantasy draft. The Vegas draft is next summer, right?
I think so.
Yeah. That's definitely going to play a part in Grubauer.
That's true.
And potentially Orlov. But I think Oshie comes back. At least they try to sign him no matter what. Whether they do is a different story.
It's true. That's true. So we'll see what happens. We're going way far ahead of ourselves
we've gotten off track. No, I think there's – I think I like the roster, what we've seen. I think defensively they're solid. There's definitely some question marks, but I don't think they're like glaring problems. I think Orlov is solid. I think Schmidt is solid. I think Chorny is solid. I think as long as Alsner and Carlson and Niskanen play very well and Orpik doesn't regress – by a ton, and he continues to be that veteran presence and solid guy who's going to knock other people over, then I think defensively they'll be fine. I think the top six is pretty obvious in terms of the players. Where they line up is is not necessarily going to be what we all think. I think obviously Ovechkin's on the top line. He's in the left wing. That's a given. Oshie's going to be on the right. And the question is it going to be Backstrom or Kuznetsov? And based on the preseason, it seems like Kuznetsov's going to get to that top line spot.
I'm okay with that, too. Like, when Backstrom was hurt, he came back. They took a couple games, but then they moved him up to the center spot on the top line. And I was okay with that for a little bit, but I was like, man, that TKO line was working so well together. I know Backstrom's your number one center guy, but, man, when you got chemistry, you got chemistry. Don't mess with it.
I don't know. I kind of like the idea of being able to have, like, a Cold War first line and having the two Russians in America. I like it. I think it works out real well.
Two Russians and the American?
Yeah, we'll call it the Cold War line.
Cold War.
I like it. Second line, you'll have Burakovsky, Backstrom, and Williams. You have a little Swedish, English, or American, English, duh, American connection.
Did you say Williams or Wilson?
Williams.
Okay. All right.
I said Wilson, yeah, my bad. Williams, of course. No, I don't think Wilson's going to be there yet. We don't know when he's going to be back because he's injured. It's the bottom six, depending on what happens with Wilson, how long he's out. I mean, I think it's pretty obvious that Eller is going to be in the middle. Johansson, when he gets healthy, he'll be on the left. He's also out with an injury, is Marcus Johansson. He'll be on the left. And the question is, on the right, are we going to see Tom Wilson? Are we going to see Brett Connolly? Are we going to be surprised? And, I mean, Sanford, they've been playing in the middle. But you never know what they're going to do with him. And then – or do we see someone like Christian Thomas? I mean, I don't know. And then we're going to see a combination of, like, my guess is Beagle, Winnick, Galiev, Thomas, Connolly, Wilson, something.
Galiev, he's a guy we're going to see a lot of this season, I have a feeling.
You think so?
Yeah, I really do. I think –
all right, so what's your bottom six?
Oh, man.
If everyone's healthy – I feel like that's a really important part to make mention. If everyone is healthy – what's your bottom six?
You got Mojo, you've got Eller, Galiev, and then your fourth line is Winnick, Beagle, Wilson.
So you have Sanford on the bench.
I do.
Or sent down.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think Connolly is probably going to be your healthy scratch most of the time.
That'll be interesting. I think – are they playing tonight? Yeah.
Yeah, they're out in –
Kansas City.
Yeah, this is the first time in like, I forget how many years they said, because it's
Kansas City Scouts.
Yeah, it's a
now the Devils, I believe.
It's not a normal place they play. Yeah, look, Brett Connolly's 24 years old. You know,
he's not. He's a young guy. He's been around for a while. He was a first round pick. I want to say like sixth overall. I don't know if that's right, though.
He's a six overall Tampa in the 2010 draft.
Yeah, so he's got – I mean, he's got potential, but who knows if he's going to live up to it. But, I mean, if you look at – I'm looking at his stats from his time in the NHL, and he's never gotten more than 15 points. No, I'm sorry. Last year he had 25. He's never had more than 25 points, and that was his best season last year. He went 2011-2012. He got 15 points in 68 games. Then he only played five games – in 2012-2013, he played 11 and then 50. In 50 games, he got 15 points. But then he only played five games for – oh, he got traded to Boston, played five games, got 2 points. And then he actually did very well last season for Boston, 25 and 71. If he can get 25 points on the third line, I'll take that. I'd like a little more. Right. Maybe fourth line, I'll take 25 points. I'll definitely take that. I wouldn't be surprised to see a third line of Johansson, Eller, Wilson – and then Beagle, Winnick, and Connolly. And then Sanford rotates in.
So you have Galiev sitting the whole time.
I just don't think I've seen enough from him offensively.
I think you have a guy sit an entire season. You got to let him play eventually.
Yeah, you just move him out. I mean, they've been giving him a look in this preseason, so we'll see. I got nothing against him. I want him to succeed because I feel like the kid's got skill, but it seems like – I don't know. He hasn't done it yet, and at some point – I mean, you can rotate him in too. The other thing is that depending on how long Johansson and Wilson are out, it gives you more of an opportunity for these other guys to step up and show they can make it. So this is Galiev and Sanford and Connolly to some extent need to take advantage of the situation and getting these extra minutes.
Now, you have – you have six guys left that potentially could make the opening roster. You have Zach Sill, Paul Carey, Christian Thompson.
Going to go down.
Brad Malone.
Healthy scratch.
Aaron Ness.
Healthy. Going down.
And you have Joe Cannata, I think.
I think word is he got sent down today.
Cannata? Cannata.
He's gonna be the top guy in Hershey.
He's gonna be the top guy in Hershey.
He's the expected top man in Hershey. He's the one that Vanacek will be fighting for time potentially in Hershey if Vanacek goes to Hershey. Wait, where is Vitek?
I think he's in Hershey. I think all signs point to him being in Hershey.
Yeah.
So do you see any of those six guys left staying with the team opening night?
Ness. I think it's a possibility. I don't know why they would carry eight defensemen because Hershey's so close. but
Zach Sill, he's a guy that the team seems to really like.
Yeah, but I feel like with Galliev and Sanford, I mean, it depends on the injuries, I guess.
Right.
So, like, if they end up putting Johansson and Wilson on IR and they feel like Connolly is not giving them what they need, then, yeah, I think they could potentially go with keeping one of those other guys around. But I think most of them will get sent down. I think Sanford's going to get an opportunity to play. I think Galliev's sticking around, and I think Connolly will stick around.
All right, we'll see what happens. I was shocked that Chandler Stephenson has already been sent down, Nathan Walker.
Yeah, that I was really surprised by. I mean, Stephenson got a real look.
I mean, they were talking about him at the end of the Stanley Cup run. They're like, Chandler Stephenson, you know, he'll be a Capital next year. He's going to help
the man.
Us out. And he's already back down in Hershey. Actually, he's back up in Hershey, I should say.
It is north. Yeah, I mean, he's a guy that they certainly wanted to give a look to, but I'm wondering if they kind of saw what they expected from him. They knew what they had. They're like, you know, we're going to send him down. No need to waste time. And we can give these other guys a little bit longer of a look to see what we have in them. But I wouldn't be surprised to see him get recalled at some point during the season. Should someone go down.
All right, we'll see what happens. One guy we know won't be with the Capitals anytime soon is their goalie draft pick from a couple years ago. How do you say his name?
Ilya Samsonov.
He has announced that he will be remaining in the KHL until 2018. Apparently, he's lighting the world on fire over there. He's been named, I think, Rookie of the Month so far in the KHL season. He's definitely impressing people in the KHL, but we will not be seeing him stateside anytime soon.
That's all right.
I'm not that worried about it.
Well, we got Holpe, the reigning Vezina winner. We got Grabauer, who looks like he's doing quite well. And we theoretically have Vanacek, who may or may not be good. So they're doing all right. I'm not worried about the goaltending. I think this is a guy that may never actually end up playing for the Capitals. They may end up, if Holpe continues down this path, and in 3 years from now he's still playing top of his game. How old is Holpe?
Like late 20s.
He's 5 years younger than me. So he's like 27. I mean, if we're looking at 3 years, he's in his 30s. He could still play for another, if he stays healthy, I mean, 7, 8, 9 years after or when Samsonov is theoretically coming over. Not concerned at all.
All right, we'll see what happens. That was one of those guys where the Capitals just drafted him because he was the best guy at the time. We'll worry about it later, what we was actually going to do with him.
No, I mean, when you draft that, don't worry about this guy. We can talk to him later. He's not going nowhere. The Kremlin will come get him. When you draft a guy after the top, like, three, odds are they're not going to make your roster for a little while. So I'm not all that concerned.
Not everybody's Tom Wilson and will play for your minor league and major league team in the span of a year, both during their championship runs.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
All right, so I think that's pretty much all we can cover team-wise. I mean, they still have a couple games left in the preseason. They're still going to be trimming down their roster. I don't really expect any kind of surprises roster-wise. It's not going to be like, oh, my God.
That's all depending on injuries.
It's true.
I mean, injuries are the biggest thing that can throw off a team in terms of the roster. Things just get crazy. You're like, I don't know what to do now. So as long as the top name guys stay relatively healthy and they can rotate through with their bottom six, and the bottom six steps up, I think they'll be all right. I really like the addition of Eller. I think he's going to be a solid pickup, and having him with Johansson and whoever's on the right side. If it's Wilson, we got to see more of him offensively. But as long as they play solid defense and get points on the board and put the puck in the net every once in a while – for that third line, like every couple of games they get, you know, a couple of points, we'll be all right.
I think we'll be fine. We have two games left for the preseason, and then next Thursday up against the Penguins to open up the season, and the Capitals.
Yeah, it was a real punch in the you-know-what.
Yeah, the Capitals have to watch the Penguins raise their banner for the Stanley Cup, and everyone gets to...
I'll be holding up my middle finger...
And Sidney Crosby's going to have everybody kiss the ring. And, you know, I think that's the World Cup, by the way. I think the whole thing was just to give him another trophy. Let's have a World Cup.
He needs another one.
He needs a trophy that looks like a golf bag. Why not?
Though I will give him credit. He did a very nice thing with Trotz's son, Noah.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. He did a nice – I mean, look –
he's probably all not
stupid. All stupid rivalries aside, I'm sure Sidney Crosby is a very nice human being.
Yeah.
Even though he cries like a little girl on the ice, he's obviously a very talented hockey player and seems like a genuinely nice person. But he plays for the Penguins, so F him.
Now on to even more important things, because hey, we're gonna probably do a show next week where we'll preview the season. So we're not gonna talk about the Penguins just yet. But the biggest news of the year: Washington Capitals promotions have been announced.
Yeah!
That's right, everybody.
That's too loud.
We'll find out in post. All right, so the Capitals announced some promotions, and guess what? They're actually promotions this year. Not like last year where they're like, hey, you get to watch us in our third jerseys. Well, that'll be a treat. I mean,
it's... No, third jersey. I'm glad you brought that up. They're actually going to see it more this year, which is great. I have mine... Hey, where'd it go? Oh, there it is. I have one. I couldn't find it in my closet for a second. They're going to be wearing them on all Thursday and Friday home games.
I'll probably never see them.
13 games, which is cool. I like that. I feel like they should be their first jerseys. Yeah.
I think next year, top ones. Just kind of ease it in. Adidas is getting the jersey, so just ease it in.
No, isn't Adidas this year?
I think it's next year, next season.
Wait, no.
I swear.
You might be right.
I probably am.
I can't remember. I still want to know how they're going to do the whole Adidas three lines thing.
Well, we saw what we did with the World Cup. I think we're going to get something just like that.
Oh, I don't remember what they look like now.
All right, so let's talk about this. October 15th, you lucky fans who get to see the Capitals opening night.
Oh, man, what you're going to get is phenomenal. They went all out this year.
That's right. Well, first off, you get to stand around starting at 3:30 until about 7 and watch the players come in.
I just stand around.
That's right. Hope you –
Don't they have stuff? They used to have, like, moon bounces and stuff on M Street?
I don't know. But you get to like meet the players.
Wait, I used to play night games.
And if you're
a kid, then they got so expensive.
Exactly. If you're a kid, you get to take a selfie with a player, and then everyone gets to go to the game, and they get a magnet.
Oh, sorry, F Street. And yeah, no, Brandon, you got to sell it, man. Come on, I'm just kidding. It's not just a brand. It's not just a magnet.
Yeah. Okay?
It's just a simple magnet that goes on your fridge. This is a magnet of the schedule that you can see by going on your phone and using their app or just any sort of sports app or the website or anywhere else that you could really like. But you know what you can do with this one? If you happen to be standing in your kitchen and looking at your fridge, you can know when the Capitals are playing.
Even better, stick it to your car door. When you open up the car door and be like, oh, is there a game tonight? Yes, there is. I'm going to listen to What the Puck on the way to work. I know. It probably lasts like a day.
Are car magnets a stronger magnetic force than regular magnets?
Well, I can tell you that they are all weather.
I don't actually expect
weather.
To have the answer to that.
They don't fade as quickly as regular magnets.
Oh, that's a good point.
All right.
If they were giving away like a car magnet, I'd be like, all right, that's not bad.
How about a license plate frame? Would you be happy with one of them?
No, I already have one. Like, I actually have to replace the one I have because it's kind of beat up. I bought a new one a little while ago, so I haven't brought it. But no, yeah, that opening night promotion is such BS.
All right, so
here's a copy of a thing you could get on your phone.
Yeah, they're not really with it yet.
Everyone does it, though.
I know. October 18th, though, here's a good one.
You
can
keep
get
going.
A Holt Beast fan banner celebrating the Holt Beast.
Brandon, I have a question.
Yeah.
Okay, I have a question about this. Years ago, they gave away, like, when they won the Southeast in whatever the year was.
I have tried to find them on eBay.
No, I have one.
Can I have it?
If I have – no, you can't have mine. But if I have an extra one, you can have it. I'll send it to you. I think – I went to the game. Hold on. If I have an – I think Kate might have one. If she has one, then I'll – if she doesn't
– Give me one.
She's not in the room anymore. If she has one, I'll send it to you.
All right.
If I can find, I'll ask her after that we were done recording. If you want one, I really. Anyways, so it's like a big banner, right? Like it's pretty generic cloth, but it was still pretty cool. So my question for this one is: it one of those, or is it like that banner they gave away years ago that was like a little pole thing, and it was maybe like 6 inches high by 18 inches wide, and like if that's the banner, like that's crap. But if it's like a big thing, then I kind of want that.
Yeah, if it's just that small tiny thing, that's kind of lame.
I mean, it's kind of cool. You hold it up, you're like, woo, and then you're like, oh, that's it.
Yeah.
But if it's a big one, I want that, because I have an Ovechkin one as well. I think they gave that away at a game as well. Actually, the one I have used to be the one that they had in the – you ever watch Bones?
No.
Okay, so it was a TV show on Fox. Is it, I think it was last season. And there's like – Kate used to watch it. And they they would go to like a diner, and in the back of the diner, because the show is based in D.C., there was a big Ovechkin banner. So every once in a while, you'd see they'd be like, "Hey, I have that."
That's cool.
So anyway, sorry, we got a little off topic. Yeah, I want to know if it's one of those like big banners or if it's like really lame.
All right, we'll see. November 5th, the Capitals will be wearing purple practice jerseys. They'll be auctioning them off for Hockey Fights Cancer Night. That's very nice. That's very cool.
They have a hat drive.
So is that where you donate a hat?
I don't know. I'm guessing donate a hat to support local charity Ellie's Hats. I'm going to look that
I
up.
I would assume that's what you do.
You don't – I have a lot of hats.
What they should, you know what they should do instead of having us donate hats? They should have a thing where it says, hey, if somebody gets a hat trick this night, all the hats that are thrown onto the ice will be donated.
Well, any of the ones that are thrown on the ice that you don't – oh, go directly to them. Because any of the ones that are thrown on the ice, I believe this is the case, that are not picked up.
Right.
Get donated. Okay, Ellie's Hats is –
I thought they went into a wall. They went into like a wall at the arena.
That's stupid.
Yeah, there's a bunch of hats in a wall, and it's like, here's how many hat tricks have been in this building.
Where did it – oh, here it is. Okay, so I believe Ellie's Hats is donating hats for kids with cancer. Wow, okay, yeah, we should definitely do that.
That's pretty cool.
I have a ton of hats that I don't wear. I will donate those all. If I go to that game or if there's another way to donate, I will send them all to this charity. That's really cool.
That's good. I have a bunch of hats I can't wear because my head is just ginormous. They just don't fit.
Oh, I think you can donate. I'm going to find out how to do this. Okay, anyways.
You know those fitted caps that people wear, you know? And
I like those better than the ones with the thing in the back.
The snapback. Well, my head is so big, they don't make a size in those hats. Like, it goes up to, like, 8, 8.5. My head apparently is bigger than that. True story.
I don't know my head size. I don't remember.
All right, so November 8th, election night. You get to figure out who is the lesser...
This one's cool.
Who is the lesser of two evils, and you also get to figure out... you get an opportunity to vote on who's going to be this year's bobblehead that will be given away later in the year on March 21st.
I actually think this is kind of cool. This is kind of... I mean, it... All right, who do you think it's going to be?
Well, obviously, a lot of people will go with Ovechkin, but people might be like, I've got like 14 Ovechkin bobbleheads. Let's do something different. So I'm thinking it's going to be Holtby. I think Holtby was going to be our bobblehead.
You think so?
Yeah, I do.
I'm going to go. All right, hold on. So this is November. So you've been playing for almost a month.
Liam O'Brien.
See, if they had a guy that came up became a fan favorite quickly, I feel like it would be one of them.
But that there's no chance that he might actually be there in March.
So, like, Kuznetsov? I think it's either going to be Kuznetsov, Eller, or
he just got a dumb action figure, though. Kuznetsov, with a stupid movable arm.
It's part of the whole piece thing. I'm going
Kuznetsov. They're on eBay still for, like, $40.
Yeah, they're still stupid. Kuznetsov, Eller, or Burakovsky is my guess. Hey, Caps are up 1-0. From Kuznetsov. Oh no, it's for Oshie. Kuznetsov passed to Oshie. One timer. Goal. They're up 1-0. Here we go.
So the other stuff, Caps are doing some holiday series and they're doing some heritage nights.
I want this thing against the Blues in November.
All right. So what do you get for that? When you get a Capitals jersey apron.
If you buy their holiday series package, it was like $59 per ticket,
which really is not bad for a game. Because I'm spending like,
well, I mean, it's not great, but it's better than it used to be.
Right. So the next night is German Heritage Night, and you get an exclusive Capitals Oktoberfest themed Bierstein, which why wouldn't you put that in October? If it's an Oktoberfest-themed Bierstein, that's December 1st. You get to have a Q&A with the German Caps players. So it's going to be you, and it's going to be Grubauer just hanging out, being like, hey, man, do you like
is that pretty much it?
Yeah. Who else from Germany is on the team?
I'm looking. Hold on.
Hey, man, do you like pretzels, too? As do I.
Yeah, no, that's it. That's it. Yeah, his hair is hanging out with Grubauer. I mean, he seems like a nice guy. You never know. It could be fun to chat with.
He's got a weirdo haircut.
Ah, he's European. It's all right.
All right, December 11th versus Vancouver. Star Wars night. That's no. Right.
No, I'm not going.
You get refuse. To Star Wars themed festivities, so you know that Slapshot and Hattrick are going to be dressed up like stormtroopers or Darth Vader.
No, if Hattrick's there, I'm going to punch him.
He's going to look like Anakin Skywalker, and Coach Dan's going to be dressed as Jar Jar Binks. That's right. And there's going to be in-game entertainment.
No.
December 17th, there is Capital Social Media Night.
Still saying no.
And there's going to be, I don't know, stuff you get to tweet with your phone and Snapchat with players, I guess, maybe.
Look for unique concourse activations. Interesting. In-game experiences and a pregame meet and tweets. Oh, Jesus. With Capital's social media staff and personalities. No. No. I'm not. No. I mean, you know what? I'm not even going to watch that game out of protest.
December 23rd. Stupid. I want to go to this game. It's the Caps holiday party. Everyone gets not everybody. You have to buy this special package.
This one's cool.
An exclusive.
I keep interrupting, sorry.
An exclusive helmet mug.
So excited.
If you get this holiday series package, all fans in attendance will have a chance to celebrate the winter holidays. They mean Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, with festive food and drink specials and thematic experiences throughout the concourse. And you get to sit on Slapshot's lap and have your picture taken with some Red Rocker elves, which I am all about. I will highly get that happen.
That will all right, settle down. I want this mug, though, but you got to buy their holiday series package.
Hey, Christmas is coming. Early Christmas gift. So there you go. Perfect. They'll also be doing a toy drive that day, which is nice.
If you donate a toy, you get a free poster with select posters signed by Washington Capitals players.
There you go.
Those tickets are also $59. I think they're all upper level, but still not that bad.
So you don't get to hang out in like the concourse or whatever it is. So you have
no.
To
they're around the upper bowl.
So you get
the where the seats are.
Oh, well, that's kind of lame.
You thought it was a lower bowl for $59?
I thought it was like the second floor where it's
No.
Like you get your food there and you get your food and drink from there because that's special stuff. And then I figured there were seats around.
Hold on, I'm checking now.
Because that would be lame.
I don't think so, but I want to double check. Mezzanine center front. No, I think it's. What color is that? No, I think it's all in the 400s.
Ugh.
All right, settle down.
All right, January 1st, you get to ring in 2017, not watching the Winter Classic, but watching the Caps take on the Senators. And that game, you get exclusive New Year's giveaways.
They don't even tell you what it is.
That's great, guys.
You get a surprise.
This helmet. That's right. It's not even a real one. We bought this at the dollar store. January 3rd is Canadian Heritage Night. You get a Capitals-themed toque. That's right. Get a toque.
I already have one of those.
I've got many toques, eh?
You get to hang out with the Canadian players.
Yep.
So Beagle, Connolly, Malone. This is the current roster. Thomas, Justin Williams. Oh, Williams is Canadian. I always forget that. I guess that ruins my whole Swedish-American connection. Swedish-Canadian connection I mentioned earlier. Tom Wilson, if he's, alive. Daniel Winnick. Hey, they're both from Toronto. I didn't know that. Also, we got a lot of Canadians, dude.
Well, it's hockey.
Shorney, good point. And Braden Holtby.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Next up, March 6th, up against the Dallas Stars, Swedish Heritage Night. Let's see.
Have any of those?
They will get an exclusive giveaway. Haven't figured out what yet, but they'll get a giveaway.
They don't know what it is.
And they get to hang out.
It's going
to
be great. What is it? I don't know.
It's the Swedish chef in a Caps jersey. I would buy that immediately.
That would actually be kind of funny.
Yeah, I would.
I wouldn't buy it, but that would be kind of funny. You get to hang out with Backstrom, Johansson, and Burakovsky.
Next up, March 16th, it's St. Patty's Day, and Caps fans will get to buy this holiday
day for Brandon.
What?
It's the day for Brandon.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's right. And you get another exclusive Capitals giveaway. I'm thinking it's going to be green. That's what I think. And you get to have food. And what? There's no Irish players? You don't get to hang out with any Irish players? It's racist.
No.
Yeah.
All right. They're all busy playing soccer. You
get to hang out with Ovechkin. That's right. O apostrophe.
Oh, dude, get this.
Yeah.
Sorry, going back. I'm looking up other teams, see what they're doing. The St. Louis Blues are giving away a calendar, a 2016-2017 Blues calendar. I don't think it's like a schedule. I think it's like a legitimate calendar.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, I kind of want that.
Also, something you can have in your phone, but that's fine.
Well, yeah, but it's kind of – no, but shut up.
All right, March 21st.
Still better.
You get to have a Braden Holtby bobblehead or a Kuznetsov bobblehead. Or a Backstrom bobblehead.
Okay, March 21st, they're going to – the votes will be tallied, and the bobbleheads will have arrived.
There you go.
All fans and attendees receive a bobblehead from the November 8th election night. That's a long break.
That's right. March 23rd, the Columbus Blue Jackets, it's Russian Heritage Night, and you'll have an exclusive giveaway, potentially a bomb that is a signed by Vladimir Putin.
No, not appropriate.
A Putin bomb. Putin headshot. That's right. Him shirtless and signed by Vladimir Putin.
I don't want that.
An 8x10 of shirtless Vladimir Putin and Ovi hanging out. And then they get to hang out with the Russian Capitals players. And don't get excited. You ain't hanging out with Ovi. You're hanging out with Galiev and Orlov, and that's probably it.
That sounds about right.
And then March 25th, to end the season, all fans in attendance will receive a Capitals team poster.
And they have, like, other prizes you could potentially win throughout the night. And then they have the jersey off their backs kind of thing.
All right, so not completely lame. They've gotten better, but still,
yeah, a little
better. Still kind of stupid.
Still kind of garbage.
Still kind of terrible. But I will be there, hopefully, for the Star Wars night. And I'm excited for Rogue One. That looks like a good movie. And,
I still haven't seen the last one that came out.
You nuts, man. I was sick from home. I was sick at home yesterday from work, and I watched.
I mean, we're going to be talking about TV. Did you watch Stranger Things?
I did. I'm the only one that wasn't impressed.
Oh, you're so wrong.
I know. That's what I keep hearing. But like,
so good.
It was very good. I really liked it, but it didn't add anything new to that type of show for me. Everything was a callback. Like, you got to give me something new. The whole light up thing was literally in a show on ABC last year. Talking through the lights. That was on and the creature that talked through the lights was called Drill. I don't remember the show's name. But literally, dude, the same thing.
You're wrong.
I know. ABC show. It was this thing that talked to little children. The Whispers. That's what it was called. And they talked through the lights. And I'm like, I've seen this all before.
No. No spoilers, first of all, regarding the show, but it's great. It's a great show. You're wrong.
They all die at the end.
To my Donald Trump. He's great. And he's going to be great. Trust me.
I will say, if you're looking for something for Halloween that's not really that scary, but you still kind of want to have a little bit of scare to it, Stranger Things is a good thing. I love the music. I love the kids. All the kids were great actors. I really enjoyed it, but like the story, I was not impressed with. The whole story, I'm like, I've seen this all before. That's my only complaint. But the actual show, yes, very good. And fun fact, there's a scene that takes place in a quarry. Same quarry from Walking Dead Season 1.
Oh, I did notice that. Yeah, I caught that too.
True story.
I was like, hold up. I've seen that place before somewhere. And it was The Walking Dead.
All right,
I think it's been on other things too.
Yeah, that's kind of Terminus was in Ride Along. The Ice Cube, is that Ice Cube? Ice Cube and Kevin Hart movie.
Did not see that.
Have you seen, if we're talking TV and let's stick with Capitals here, have you seen a trailer or anything for the show they're putting on this week called Capital Gains?
I saw something on Twitter and I went, the hell is that? I know nothing about it. It's on what, like Sunday?
Yeah, it starts Sunday, I think at like 7:30 or 8:30 or something.
I think it's 7:30. No idea.
I'm kind of intrigued. I think that might actually help me get excited for this season, because it's all about behind the scenes of training camp. It's supposed to, like, training camp like you've never seen it before and that type of thing. And I'm excited for it. I do want to check it out.
That does sound cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's supposed to give you access like you've never had before. So I'm excited for that. I want to see that.
Yeah, I think it'll be fun.
Caps are doing a couple different events throughout the week to get you excited if you're in the D.C. area. They're doing a stick and skate sale because no one bought them at Fan Fest this year.
Settle down.
Still mad about that. You can go to Kettler starting at 9 a.m. Watch the final practice featuring the final roster at Kettler. That practice is at 11, but you can go to the stick and skate sale starting at 9 a.m. They're going to have pumpkin carving on Monday in Germantown at Butler's Orchard. Oh, I like that place. Butler's Orchard's really nice in Germantown.
We sent a camp group there this year.
Yeah, they let you like pick your own blueberries and pumpkins and all that kind of good stuff. And there will be Capitals autograph stuff there. This is kind of cool. On October 11th and 12th, there's going to be large letters spelling out Capitals in different places in D.C., and fans are invited to take pictures with the letters and the Red Rockers, so you can check out that. So you might be able to find one or two. They're doing
a
season opener viewing party. That's pretty cool. At RFD in Washington, D.C. And what else we got? Rock the Red Hunt. On Friday, October 14th, starting at 9 a.m., you can find those large individual letters spelling Capitals. They'll be hidden all over D.C., and they'll release clues. And if you find them or whatever, the first fan who locates one will get tickets to the home opener game. That's pretty cool.
That's not bad.
Yeah. All right. Is that it for the show? Have we covered everything?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we'll go more in depth into. We'll know probably more about the roster for next week before opening night, the opening game against the Penguins. But yeah, we pretty much covered everything we wanted to cover this evening. I think the roster is starting to. We have a pretty good idea of what the roster is going to look like. We went over the silly stuff with the promotions, and so it's a good time. Good time.
All right, guys, so that is pretty much it for the show this week. If you want to continue the conversation with Coach Dan or I, am I wrong about Stranger Things? You tell me. You can tweet to me.
Yes, at I'm telling Brando you Cash. Now.
I don't believe you. Coach Dan, I don't care. Where can people tweet to you at?
You can find me and talk about Stranger Things, or I just watched the first episode of Westworld. That also is going to be great. It's on HBO. It's fantastic. You can find me on Twitter at WTPCoachDan. And now that my master's program appears, knock on wood, to be over, maybe I can start writing again for CapitalsOutsider.com. This is a Caps fan-run website devoted to the Washington Capitals and their bobbleheads, of which, Brandon, I can see you dancing. I believe we already said – you said Holpe?
Yeah, Holpe's going to be the bobblehead. Right.
I'm going with Burakovsky.
Yeah. We'll see about that.
Final answer, Burakovsky. We'll see what happens. But yes, that's CapitalsOutsider.com. Brandon, what about Brando Cash Entertainment?
Go to BrandoCash.com. Get all the information you're ever going to need about Brando Cash Entertainment and What the Puck. Go over to Facebook.com/WTP Podcast. Like us over there. Two P's in the title. Like us over there. Whenever a new show comes out, you will be the first to know, unless you subscribe to us, which you also should do. You can also follow us on Twitter at WhatThePuckPod. We do have some new stuff coming out graphics wise, so you should check out Facebook and Twitter for that. Like I said, you should be subscribing to us. We are available on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, Player.fm, Overcast, Google Play Music, and Satchel. If any of your friends are Caps fans or want to get into the Capitals and they say, I don't know how to do it, give them What the Puck. We are a great introduction podcast for people to get used to hockey, introduce a new a significant other to the sport, introduce some friends, make some friends if you're new in college with hockey. This is what hockey is all about. This is what sport's all about, is bringing people together. And how many places did I say that we were available on? Exactly. So be social with the show. Yeah, we're a lot. Satchel. That's a new one. Brand new one.
Still don't know what that is.
You'll figure it out. But we're on it. And we're probably the only Capitals podcast on Satchel. Let that sink in. That's right. But let people know on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Pinterest and Instagram and Vine and Reddit and Snapchat and Pokemon Go and Uber and Lyft.
No.
And
what?
What else is there anything else sociably on the phone?
I think you're getting a little off track here, Brady.
What are the kids into again. Nowadays? What do the kids do?
I don't know.
I don't know. Whatever you kids out there do that I'm not too hip with, because I'm 31. Spread it like I was going to say something really bad. Spread it like wildfire, man. Let people know about it and say, I'm a Caps fan. I listen to What the Puck, and you should too. So, Coach Dan, first show back. How's it feel?
It's good, man. It's good to be back. Good to have a use for the computer again, besides homework.
All right, guys, that's pretty much it for the show this week. Thank you so much for listening and sticking with us. We will be back next week. This is it, man. We're starting it up again. We will be back every week covering the Washington Capitals. Hopefully you're right there with us. So everybody, say it loud, say it proud. Let's go, Caps.
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by DJ Wolfman. Voiceover by Sarah Jacks. For more information, go to brandocash.com.